Welcome to the Success Sensei Podcast for anyone interested in success, happiness, and balance. We'll teach you how to be a black belt at life. And now, your host, former professional fighter, multiple world champion, entrepreneur, and investor, Robert Devan.
Bowing, and this is Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei, helping you to win at life one kick and punch at a time. Episode 168. Welcome to the main event.
It's the Success Sensei Podcast main event.
Ruthlessness. There's no other words or sentences in the description of this episode. It's just the word ruthlessness, and that's because it's such a strong word. Before we get cracking, there's a bird just outside and he is absolutely singing his heart out. I've moved him about three times, tried to scare him away from the tree about three times, and he keeps coming back. So he's as entitled to be out there chirping away if you hear him as I am in here doing my podcast. I'm not ruthless enough to throw anything at him or to try to move him on again. So I think he's won. I'm just going to leave him there and let him chirp away. So just in case you hear it in the background, because sometimes people say to me, oh, you know, I listened to your episode and there was a lot of birds in the background. I can't really do that much about all the birds because where I record, there's a lot of them around. And I am lucky enough to be in a rural enough location with a lot of trees and a lot of birds around. So if you hear them in the background, it's an added bonus. Ruthlessness, is it a negative term? I'm sure it conjures up all kinds of negative reactions and, oh, I'm not ruthless. Oh, ruthlessness is only what bad people are, you know, violent people or aggressive people, all of these things. Ruthlessness, it's not something that you want to experience. It can be linked to aggression, of which we've talked about in the past, and it's necessary to succeed in a lot of circumstances. We've done a podcast recently enough about obsession, and that's also linked to ruthlessness and linked to aggression. And there's a big secret going around, and the secret is everybody is fronting. Everybody is trying to be likable, trying to, on the outside, pretending that they're soft and likable and have no, you know, agenda, have no aggression, no ruthlessness. We did an episode as well about being a wolf in sheep's clothing, and there's a lot of wolves going around in sheep's clothing pretending otherwise. But really, if you have no ruthlessness in you, you're going to be disadvantaged because your opponent, your competitor in business, in life, in sports, in whatever subject matter you're immersing yourself in, whatever area you want to succeed in, they are going to be ruthless. They are going to want to win, are going to want to succeed, especially if you are involved in something that not everybody can be a winner. Not everyone can attain what you're looking to attain. Then who are you going to put your money on? Are you going to put your money on somebody who has that obsession and aggressive drive and ruthlessness to succeed as well as this skill? I think that's if you had two fighters and both of them were completely even, both of them were very, very skillful. One was very skillful and had no ruthlessness. The other one was very skillful as well, but had ruthlessness embedded in their DNA, because it's not something that you have to kind of be born with it. Is you can't really develop it if you don't have it. So who would you put your money on? Who would you bet's going to succeed? Who has the better chance? So this is the secret. I mean, there's going to be a lot of words I'm going to say, and this is going to be a lot of sound bites that could be used against me and twisted and used against me in this, but I'm being brutally honest. If I had a fighter and I was training a fighter, they could be as skilled as they wanted to be. If they were going to be a top world beater, a top world-class competitor, they were going to have a ruthless streak. Now is the time to maybe talk about how much is too much. Obviously, you can go too far. I'm reminded of the expression, Jordan Peterson, like him or loathe him. It's still an interesting expression he has, and one that kind of sums it up. A harmless man, and it is a sexist expression, by the way. I could try to change it. Well, I'll change it to a harmless person. A harmless person is not a good person. A good person is a very dangerous person who has that under voluntary control. It's a good expression. A harmless person is not a good person. A good person is a very dangerous person who has that under voluntary control. So in other words, a harmless person couldn't do any harm anyway. So they're not, you know, amazingly good for not doing any harm. But it's somebody who could cause a lot of harm and chooses not to, and only uses that ruthlessness when it's absolutely necessary. When is ruthlessness absolutely necessary? Well, I'll give you an example. Somebody that's been involved in martial arts for a couple of decades and self-defense is a self-defense scenario. So somebody being attacked, yeah, I mean, you might have your social opinions, you might have moral values, you might have the legal system, all that kind of can complicate things, and there's much of a gray, many gray areas. But I believe if you're attacked, you have a full right to defend yourself physically. If you cause harm to your opponent who intended to, or your attacker who intended on harming you, and you exhibit ruthlessness in that in your defense of your possessions, or your health, or your loved one's health, then I absolutely would celebrate that ruthlessness that managed to help you to survive. That's something that I see as a good thing and not a negative thing. Now, obviously, you can go too far. I've read a book by a very famous person. Probably one of the most famous people in the world. I won't mention their name because I don't want to go down a completely different avenue. And their idea of ruthlessness was extremely strong, was overboard for me, because they believed in once somebody became your enemy, not ever letting up on them for the rest of their lives and your life. Constantly kicking them with their opponent when their opponent was down, really twisting the knife in, never letting up. As soon as they were on the ropes, really making them pay for eternity. So like basically putting them in hell, making it your life's mission to constantly employ your ruthlessness to that person as soon as they've identified themselves as your enemy. Now, I think that's overboard. For me, that's overboard because, you know, ruthlessness to a point, when you're hopefully you will get too busy that you won't have the time to constantly be thinking about your opponents. Hopefully you will get to such heady heights that you will leave a lot of your opponents behind, and it won't be necessary for you to constantly engage that competition. Then it becomes a negative thing. But I don't want you to have the victim mentality, to be soft on the outside, soft on the inside. And then if you're striving for something and you encounter somebody who's not that soft, somebody who is ruthless, that you're completely caught off guard. Forgiving and forgetting is fine, but it's admirable, but it's not fine if it opens you up for it to happen again. If it puts you in a position where that person can harm you again, then, you know, whose fault does it become? You have to get a little bit more hardened. You don't want to be too soft. As I said, people gravitate towards people who are likable. But you know why they're likable? Possibly some people are extremely likable because they're non-threatening. They don't have any kind of a threatening buzz about them. And that's fine. But anyone who's highly respected has that undercurrent of a threat. There's some kind of a threat. You don't want to cross them. They could be super, super nice, but you know that on the inside that they are tough. It's very easy to make a fighter comparison to everything that I'm talking about. Fighters, and really, really, the top fighters in the world are so nice when you meet them that other than the scars or their cauliflowered ears, you would never actually know that they were fighters. Generally, they mightn't even talk about fighting. They can philosophize with you. They can be so soft. But you know that if they had to defend themselves, there is that undercurrent of ruthlessness. Some of the softest opponents, some of the softest martial artists and fighters in real life who are so soft are probably the most ruthless in a combat scenario. And that is the mindset that I want you to open your mind about. It's becoming less and less socially acceptable to even discuss things like ruthlessness and, you know, aggression, which are needed for survival. If the world, there was a complete breakdown in society, who do you think is going to survive? Is it the people who are extremely nice and soft on the outside and the inside? Or is it those who can be a little bit more hardened and do what it would have to take in order to survive? Who would you put your money on? We're not getting into the moral question of right or wrong. We're getting into the discussion about to succeed, in order to succeed. Now, whether it crosses over to being a bad thing or a negative thing, that's up to each individual to decide and to make those comparisons. That I can just put this stuff into your mind. I know that all the answers are already within us all. It's up to us to bring out what we feel. No one wants to be lectured. I'm not lecturing you about you know, the level of ruthlessness that you need to exhibit, or whether you even need to exhibit it at all. But it's nice to know that there's a little bit of a backup there should you ever need to call on it. If it's so far buried inside you that you can't access any kind of ability to be able to defend yourself or to be able to fight for what you deserve or fight for what you need or fight for your right. If you've eliminated all of that ability from your life and you're up against others who haven't, then it's not going to be a level playing field. I hope that's given you something to think about. If you are a ruthless person, I hope that you have it under control. I hope that you understood what I'm talking about, the degrees of ruthlessness, that it doesn't necessarily have to be this negative thing, that you absolutely don't have to be a bully. You might never need to use it, which would be lovely. Or, you know, you can ruthlessly pursue something that absolutely has absolutely nothing to do with hurting any other person. It could be ruthlessly going after an inanimate object and going at it single-mindedly and aggressively pursuing it without any kind of destruction to the environment or to anybody around you. These are all words, they're very emotive words, but they're ones that I don't want you to eliminate from your vocabulary. Have a think about them. Let me know what you think. Thank you for listening. I'm Roundhouse Rob, the Success Sensei. Life is a fight you can enjoy and win. Bowing out.
This has been the Success Sensei, fighting the winning fight. So add us, subscribe, like, and comment. Keep those hands up and keep moving forward.